Okay, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I just want to say that I'm so incredibly grateful that you are here. You made it to this podcast. Buenos días, here in San Diego. I have an awesome surprise for you guys. Algo muy especial que me fascina compartir con ustedes. Buenos días, estamos aquí, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I am really excited. Today I have a special guest, guys, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. But this woman has an amazing energy. She has an amazing attraction, and she has a legacy that she wants to leave behind. And she has taken her life from survivorship all the way to thrivership and success. So, without further ado, I'm always so excited to have people like her on this show, on this podcast. I just want to remind you, you want to save this podcast, you want to listen to it again. I'm sure she's going to be dropping some jewels. This is an amazing podcast. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I have the utmost respect for this lady, and she is amazing. This is Naomi Nye. Welcome, Naomi.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for that amazing introduction, Marty. I'm super excited to be here.
Great. So let's dive right in. We're gonna dive right in. Let's talk a little bit about what you do. Tell me, Naomi, what is it that you actually do right now?
So I am a content creator and teen mindset and entrepreneurship coach. My main focus is helping teens control their thoughts so that they can handle their emotions because we all know that life is full of challenges. The only people that don't have challenges live 6 feet under, right? And so it's really not about the challenges, is it? It's how we handle the challenges that makes a difference in our lives. So my goal is to help teens control their thoughts, better handle their emotions, so that they can not only face the challenges, but thrive in life, so that they can be successful and be happy. And that is my main objective. But
That's
yes.
amazing. Coming from from a former middle school teacher and high school teacher, I'm going to tell you that what you just described is so true. There are, even as a college professor, I saw that. So they're almost like the forgotten generation. I'm so glad there's people like you out there willing to help. So it makes it important for us to be able to really move through. Now, this podcast is a little bit about, the struggles that you lead, or what are the struggles that actually you have gone through. Because sometimes, or all the time, I truly believe that what happens to us is for a reason. And when we share our struggles, that we might be actually helping somebody else. So tell us a little bit about the struggles that led you to what you do to help others today.
Yeah, they say that out of your biggest challenges comes your journey or your mission, right? And so I was on a completely different mission. I started my career, I've always been an entrepreneur, but I was more in the spa and therapy. So I was a reflexologist, a therapist. And then I did very well. And so I opened up my own spa. And so I started dabbling with music because my family is very into music. And then I became a DJ and had my own nightclub and was touring and had a completely different life, right? But as we know it, our childhood always follows us, right? So just a very, very small summary, I was born Jehovah's Witness. And I was Jehovah's Witness till the age of 25 and lived in a very unusual home, a home where there was a lot of mental, emotional, physical abuse, and a very difficult environment that I managed to leave at 25. But it's interesting. I thought that when I would leave, that environment, that I was going to be happy, right? That I was going to be free and be free to live my life how I wanted, my rules, right? And that's exactly what I did. But yet I didn't find myself happy, because we know that we can leave an environment and we can change the outside. But if we don't change the inside, your outside will inevitably match your inside. So it didn't take very long before chaos was in my life again, because when that's what you have going on energetically, that's what you're going to attract. And I never understood this, right? So I went on living my life and I was very successful in careers, but my personal life was chaos and I never understood why. And I eventually started getting sick. And this led me to having 6 surgeries. 7 years later, I was bedridden, addicted to pills. And when the surgeries were done, the physical therapy was done, when the doctor gave me the bill of health and said, you're ready to start your life, I couldn't get up. I did not have, like I was talking about earlier, the tools. So at this point, every time I would try something, and we all know how the brain works, it's a muscle you have to exercise, just like every other muscle in our body, but we're not trained to do it, right? So I kept on thinking, why is this so hard? There's something wrong with me. I'm broken. I can't be fixed. I'm damaged. I even broke up with my girlfriend because I told her I'm damaged. Wow. You know, I can't be fixed. And so, you know, I got to a point that after trying and trying and trying and thinking that I was the problem, being in a bed, thinking I had no future, I tried to take my own life. You know? So I found myself in a hospital bed after being given an adrenaline shot, which was a horrible feeling, an unexplainable feeling. And I sat there thinking, for the first time in my life, I started asking myself questions. I never had developed that self-awareness. And I started asking myself, Naomi, what is going on? How did you get here? What happened? What happened, right? Now I have no choice. I can't kill myself. I have to move forward, right? So now I had to ask myself the questions, what happened? And as I literally felt like Humpty Dumpty, right? As I was putting myself back together, I started asking myself the questions, what skills, what would I have needed to learn in my youth? What foundation would I have needed to build? You know, we're all trying to build this huge Empire State Building on a wooden foundation. We're trying to build these great lives, but we don't have these life skills. We don't have the courage. We don't have the resilience. We don't have the discipline, the emotional intelligence, the communication skills. Nobody teaches us this. We have these amazing degrees. You know, academically, we're great. But that foundation, that character, we don't have it. And so that is how I started building courses. And I thought, you know what? No, this is not a luxury. You know, not only the rich people deserve this. We all need these skills. And so that is how I started creating courses. And that is how I got into coaching.
Wow, that's a story. And you were right when you said, you know, you have nowhere else to go but to get up, because that's, you know, I've been there, done that. I got, you know, it's like you get cocky, and I'm a 2-time cancer survivor, and you just get, you know, it's all about getting up and getting up and getting up. And you're right. That's amazing. That's a really powerful story. And I'm so glad that you're out there, you know, doing this. I wish I would have had access to you when I was, you know, when I was working with my kids, right? Because it was so hard to be their teacher and their counselor and their, you know, and their coach and all of this. And you're right. It needs to be accessible to all of us. You know, only the rich have coaches. No, it shouldn't be. We should be able to give coaching to everybody. Everybody should be able to, you know, raise up their arm and say, here, I need some help. Please help me. That's amazing. I love that. So let me ask you, ¿hablas español?
Claro que sí.
okay. So do you do this bilingually? Do you do this for both?
Well, it's funny you say that because I started talking to Dolly. Dolly and I do some talks on the Latinx community in Clubhouse. In that room, we do two times a week, we do parenting chats. And we decided to get together last week and we've created what we call a conscious parenting course. Okay. And we're going to offer that to the Latin community, where every week we are going to give you the opportunity to get on a Zoom call, and we're picking a very important topic every week. And we're going to discuss the topic, and then we're going to give you the opportunity to have questions. And we're just going to sit there and help you through whatever it is that you're going through, depending on what topic we're going to be discussing. And yes, so we're starting that in 3 weeks.
Yay. So make sure to send me the link, because I'm sure some of my listeners would love to have it. It sounds very much like I was doing, because I always gave parenting workshops on how to help your child with mental health issues, depression, my biggest thing was helping the parents come to terms with having a LGBTQ child, especially the Latin people, the Latin community. So yes, that's awesome. That is awesome. So now with everything that you have going on, let me ask you this, because I know that sometimes we need to look into the future, and it's that future that we're building toward, that we send this fishing line out and that, that little anchor hits. What is that legacy? What is that legacy that you want to leave behind? How do you want to be remembered?
So I want to play a role in changing education. I feel that we all deserve the right to happiness. Isn't that what our amendments say, right? The Constitution of Independence says we all have the right to happiness and freedom, right? And happiness is doing something that you love. Happiness is being able to have the skills that you need to get on in life, right? And so I want to be a part of that. And that's why I've been speaking to the board of the school district in Miami, to start giving some training and courses and make it available to all kids, because I'm concerned right now in the public school systems, they've taken out fitness, PE, they've taken out arts, and they've taken out music. And this is what we need in the world to thrive. I mean, what would we do without music? What would we do without creativity, right? I mean, engineering, everything that we see in the world was once a thought. So I want to be able to bring this back into the system, okay? Because, right now, three to six teens take away their lives in the United States every year, every single day, that's three to six. 12 to 25-year-olds, that's a lot. That's an epidemic. And this is our future.
Absolutely.
So what kind of leaders, what kind of teachers, what kind of people are we going to have in these positions of power when they're breaking down, when we're not giving them the tools? So we need to change that. We think about the future, but we're not attending the future. The future are our children.
Exactly. I'm with you 100%, And we take away the creativity, the creative side, For the linear thinker, the academic role is good, but we don't have just linear thinkers. We have, creative thinkers. We have nonlinear thinkers. And so it's critically important that we address that in their most formative years. I agree with you 100%. That's awesome. Let me ask you this, though. If you were, the epitaph, I know that sounds sort of morbid, but the epitaphs are very little. So if you could give me two sentences of what you want to be remembered as, what would that be? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, like I said, I want to change education and give the right to every child to have his creative expression and the right to have the proper tools to communicate, to be successful in life. What would we be in life without innovation?
Great. So example for me that I want people to come together and I want people to remember me and I want them to say, because of you, I didn't quit. Right? So it's like, keep going. You got this. You can do this. You, I believe in you. I believe in more people than, you know, I believe more in them than they believe in themselves. Right? So that's kind of.
Well, I believe that everybody has a purpose. So I want to help them. I want to help youth find their purpose. We all have a mission.
Yes. So thank you for helping me find my purpose, I guess, would be your great line. Now that would be you want to come and say, she helped me find my purpose. That's amazing. That's amazing. So many people are like, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? And it's so amazing.
Yeah, as human beings, it's existentialism. We always ask ourselves a question, you know, why are we here and where do we belong in this world? You know, belonging is one of our six basic human needs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, you know, being able to have that purpose is basically it's like a guiding system. It gives your life direction, and we all need that.
That's amazing. I'm telling you, I'm just kind of sitting here going like, yeah, this is my she's my tribe. All right. Let me ask you this. What would be if somebody needed one piece of advice, what would be that piece of advice that you have for others right now?
I would say thoughts create things. Be very vigilant of the thoughts that you think about the most. Because remember, a belief is only a thought that you think many, many times.
That's so true. And may I add something? I would add to that the way when you're cautious about what you're thinking, you know, you have to listen to yourself speak because it comes from here and it goes out there. So if you hear yourself speak something, you have to be very aware and aggressively present to realize that those words came out of my mouth and be ready to recharge them if they have potential or be ready to retract them if they have a negative, connotation. So, yeah, believe that.
I always say we can only experience one emotion at a time. As we have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day, but we can only experience one emotion at a time. So we want to make sure that's a good emotion. How does that emotion even come out? It starts with our thoughts. Our thoughts are what creates feelings, right? It creates that energy. Thoughts are energy. They're scientifically measured. You know, so we just have to be very, very careful about the thoughts that we concentrate on, because the things that we think in private are what ends up manifesting in public.
I like that. The things that we think in private are the things that we manifest publicly. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because we think, oh, we're going to behave in public. Oh, I would never say that in public. But if in the background, you're always beating yourself up, if you're always saying negative things, it's going to slip in public. The only way to avoid that is be vigilant of what you do when nobody can see you behind closed doors.
I love it. So let me ask you this. I just want to say thank you so much. I know you're a busy woman, and I just want to say thank you so much. I'm so incredibly grateful for you making the time to really just come on this show. And I'm just going to ask our listeners to really share this show with anybody that you think that has a potential, needs help. We're all about helping. So tell me, where can people find you on social media, your website?
Yeah, so I'm everywhere. On Instagram, I'm as Miss Rockstar Entrepreneur, Naomi Nye, you can find me. And I have all my links everywhere. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook as Naomi Nye. I also have a great group for parents if you guys want to join. And I do a lot of lives there. So pretty much you can find me everywhere. And I do have a website and it's linked onto every social media site. So if you guys want to visit that too, I have a lot of freebies in the website, a little course on goals and workbooks. If you guys want workbooks on mindset, on relationships, I have all of that for free. You can check it out.
Now, are those for like your target market, which is the teens? Are those for teens?
Yes, they are for teens. Although, like I said, with Dolly, we created the conscious parenting course for parents. Exactly. Because as we've been working with teens, a lot of parents are thinking, well, you know, maybe I would like a little bit of coaching too, because, you know, there's some stuff that I'm seeing come up as I'm trying to help my teen. So now we're focusing on parents as well, because we've had a lot of parents come to us and want to also coach.
Yes. So many times. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so for the listeners, para todos los que están escuchando, the links are going to be dropped right here. She's going to send me the links, and they're going to be dropped right here. If you're listening to this on this podcast, if you're watching this on YouTube, the links are here. And I just want to say thank you so much. And also, too, we're both coaches. I am a Latina biz coach, so I am, you know, one of those people always that's helping people who want to get into being a business owner. So if you've been playing with it, toying with it, and you want to really focus on what kind of archetype you are, because that is also an energy that you're going to be putting into the business. Just want to say, make sure to go to MartyAngel.com. And as soon as you go right there to Marty Angel, Marty with an I, guys, because Marty with a Y is a guy. So MartyAngel.com. As soon as you pop in there, guys, there's going to be a pop-up. Take that quiz and then come back and let me know what your archetype is. Very telling, guys, very telling. So again, Naomi, thank you so much. You can find her on social media, Naomi Nye, the rock star. What did you say it was again? The rock star entrepreneur. And then you've got, you know, me, Marty Angel _ ELC, for ELC stands for Empowering Latina Coach. So we are everywhere together. We are out to change the world. Thank you so much, Naomi, for being here. Gracias por estar aquí. Fue un placer. Espero otra vez, you know, platicar contigo. And let's do this. Let's go out there and let's change the world, baby. Let's do it. One person at a time, let's change the world. I love it. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you,
everybody, Mark. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
Bye.